This is New England Public Radio. A Western Massachusetts fabric artist has been sewing pieces of quilts together almost daily since mid-March. Tim Natar's art quilts include aerial views of meandering rivers and street maps.
And they've mostly been of my neighborhood. So I've done a Holyoke one, and I've done a few South Hadley Falls neighborhoods. It's just a way to get interested in learning more about where I am.
As part of our series, Making Art in a Pandemic, Tar tells New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman it's needed exercise right now, just to sit behind her machine and sew.
Quilts should be put on a bed, says artist Timna Tar, but
you can only make so many really big quilts before you run out of space and interest.
Among the quilts hanging in her 700-square-foot Holyoke studio,
I have a series of 12 barnyard animals. They're 40 inches square, so they're pretty good size, and it's a frontal, you know, close-up view of the animals. And I just really like how they're in your face.
The animal designs started as photos. Tar enlarged them, and then she arranged each image onto a grid of 2-inch squares. Each square becomes its own fabric composition. And the construction begins, she says, with a lot of room for error.
And if you look at it, you'll see, like, this rabbit's ear doesn't make a smooth line, but your eye is going to compensate.
Using the medium of fabric is like pushing paint on a canvas, she says. Tar's background is art history, and in her family, she is a third-generation quilter.
And you wouldn't want me to paint anything for you. Like, that's not my skill set at all, but I can take fabric and manipulate it.
These quilts were supposed to be hanging at a show in New Hampshire, then sent on to California.
And the chickens are called Broody Bunch, and the rabbit is the heir apparent.
But because of the pandemic, everything was postponed, including classes Tar teaches in the area and workshops she was scheduled to teach out of town. Sewing may be solitary, Tar says, but people do get together to do it.
There is a community of quilters that's really missing each other right now.
It's a tactile medium, she says. Hard to do on a video chat, though. Some quilting groups manage it. In mid-March, when everything closed, Tar stopped going to her studio for a bit.
I have another sewing machine. I took it home, and I brought my scrap bins home, and I just worked in a little tiny, you know, the extra bedroom in our house. And I made that quilt that's on the wall over there with, lots of little pieces, because I just needed to sew.
Using a technique called string quilting, Tar says she didn't really have to think about what she was doing. She titled the quilt Uncomfortable. Now it hangs in her studio, a wall-sized mashup of a multitude of colors and patterns using bits of fabric she's collected over the years.
And it was just like a way to produce. And now that I have it there and look at it, it's very chaotic. And you can tell I made it when I was stressed.
She finished this quilt in a month, bringing her to wonder, what's next? For a few weeks now, Tar has been working on smaller quilts using long strips of fabric. If what she created before was chaos, now she's relaxing her designs.
I've been calling them by whatever day I've been making them. So it's Wednesday, Sunday, Monday so far.
These pieces may be sketches for something.
I think this is busy work. You know, whatever good comes out of it will be someday in the future.
Right next to Tar's iron, she has a place on the wall where she pins up small swaths of quilt to see how they look. At the top is the phrase, do the work. She just needs to sew, she says. Not overthink. She'll worry what to do with the pieces later.
So now it's like a jigsaw puzzle. So now I have to figure out how these pieces are going to fit together.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.